All right, all right, all right. We back again. This your boy Gabe, back with another episode of Bump Your Gums. We got your boy.
It's your brother Tony Spivey.
And your boy Jamal Diamond.
All right, boys, what's on the docket for today?
Well, today we was talking and we want to establish the groundwork. We going to have this podcast. We want the listeners to know, who are our favorite teams? What's the benchmark that we're grading and making these assessments by? So I guess we'll start first off with our favorite teams in the NFL.
You want me to start it off?
Go ahead. You can start it off.
I think I should start this off.
I don't think you should, but it's fine.
Everyone knows. Well, no, you know what? Everybody don't know. World's team. I'm making it public. World's team.
The world's team?
The world's team.
Oh, man.
NFL is not even worldwide, but we are the world's team.
This guy.
Y'all know what that is. Cleveland Browns, baby. Believe land.
That's worse.
Believe
that's
land.
That's worse than the Cowboys being American team.
Hold on. Let me get in real quick. You saying Cleveland, the Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
The
dog baby. Hey.
Ain't pounding nothing. Ain't pounding nothing.
Well, it's, I guess everybody got one fan.
Yeah. My favorite NFL team, my favorite NFL team is the Texans. Now, I'm not as much of a homer for the Rockets, but for the Texans, I'm a homer on the Texans. I'm all the way Texans, matter what. I'm ride or die.
I'm a homer.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Can I say
Texans.
This?
Okay, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
That is my home team. So, my favorite is the Browns, but I got a little slash because that is home.
So
team.
It sounds like you're trying to ride that fence. It sounds like you're hedging your bets. Like you know that y'all might not really be that good, but the Texans will be good.
No, sir.
So you want to still be able to be Texas fan.
Cleveland is established as number one.
Established, that's the wrong word to use in any sense that you could try to think of the Cleveland Browns.
Laugh at me now, you're going to be crying later.
The only thing that's established is that y'all are organization. That's the only thing that's established.
You know what?
I think they got an LLC, so they got
Okay. I ain't giving them enough credit, huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We a nonprofit.
I'm gonna set a ground rule. This is my standard. If you have a favorite team, you can have a favorite team, and then you can have some favorite players.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like I say, that's like Houston. Anything Houston, that's me. I'm a Texan all day. Now I like some players for some other teams, but I would never be rooting for another team.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
I'm
bad.
Down with that. That sounds good.
Didn't that mean
But that like, make it be fair though.
But even with the favorites, that mean that all of our home teams should be everything in every category.
Not necessarily.
I say you can only have your favorite team is your favorite team.
Yeah.
I am a homer, so is H-Town to
like
the death.
But your favorite player can be from a different team that's not your favorite team.
Well, that's true too.
So that's gonna be the ground rule because I like that. I think that's fair.
Okay, so
takes out of the bandwagon and out of
the world to know that that's how the rules should be.
No, that's my
that's our rule. That's the Bump Your Gums rule.
You don't have to be a homer. Your favorite team does not have to be your home.
That's
team.
Hard for you, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, but whatever your favorite team is, you can only have one favorite because if they playing each other, you got to be rooting for one.
So y'all are saying that I'm not a Texan fan.
That's what it sounds like. To me, bro. If you dog mine, you dog mine.
You okay, like some Texans.
Okay, so I'm a Cleveland. I'm on the record to say I'm a Cleveland Brown fan.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry. It is sorry. And I like some Texans players.
Okay, put some names on it. Put some respect on it. Put some respect on
the
names.
D-Hop.
Okay.
Best receiver in the game.
Best receiver in the game.
We can argue that with Odell,
Just because he played for Cleveland.
Odell. All right, well, let's go ahead. Favorite teams, he didn't. Mr. Diamond and I already started off with the Browns.
And we Texans.
Texans all
my
day.
My favorite player outside of the Texans, man, it had to be Tom Brady, man. I just love excellence, man. I love just to see somebody play at that high of a level for so long. So I'll say Tom Brady probably my favorite player.
That's like currently playing?
Well, yeah, because if okay. we talk all the time, I put Randy Moss, Deion Sanders,
Randy Moss
like
is
that.
My favorite.
That's my favorite all the time.
Randy Moss all day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So currently playing, I would say,
Russell Wilson. That's my dude.
Okay. I rock with Russell. I rock with Russell Wilson. He ain't. I think he kind of overrated, but I rock with Russell Wilson.
I'm just gonna stick to the Browns.
I'm sad, bro. I'm sad that you have to carry that burden
because all of the Cole people is on the team.
Here we go, man.
What did he say? Well, they say Baker Mayfield
Baker Mayfield.
And Baker Mayfield. I mean, we can segue into college football, which leads to my Oklahoma Sooners.
Now,
so.
Hold on. Now that's to the dirt right there.
Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay. All right.
Booners.
Well, I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I'm bandwagon hard with college football. I only watch the good matchups with college football and the playoffs, and I barely watch the playoffs. But I'm Roll Tide all the way. I'm bandwagon hard Roll Tide.
Yeah, they good. That's a good team.
I know they are.
That's a good team.
If you're bandwagon to the worst team, you try to hit your wagon to the best thing smoking.
To be honest with you, that's how I landed on the Cleveland Browns. Because
that's not the same thing. They ain't never been good your whole life.
What I'm saying is I went the opposite direction. Meaning... Okay, in 2000.
No, listen.
In 2000.
Jim Brown ain't even believing that, man. Jim Brown ain't even trying to hear that, man.
Look, in 2000, I had Madden 2000.
Okay.
So I was going through the game and I didn't have a favorite team because Houston Texans didn't have a team. Actually, a little bit before 2000 came. But, so the sorriest team on the game was the Cleveland Browns. So I was like, you know what?
Probably I'm still currently. But don't
no,
keep
sir.
Going.
It
keep
ain't.
Going.
Look at the ratings on Madden now. But so I was like, you know what? I'm going to ride with them. So I bandwagoned and jumped on that ship, even because you just said that you got to be the best team for you to bandwagon. No, you can go the opposite way.
No, I'm not saying you have to be, but I'm just saying if I'm going to bandwagon, I'm not going to hitch my band to the weakest team out there.
I don't believe it's considered bandwagon.
If they trash, it's like bandwagon does not apply. Like,
but what happened when they come
up? Like it was like a pity pig.
Hold on. They ain't came up in your entire life. Literally,
you're
as long
right.
as
you're
been alive.
You holding on to a sliver of hope this year.
Yeah, this is about to be 10 years. Wait, 20
hold
years?
Hold on. As long as you've been alive.
You don't know how old you are?
It's about to be 20 years.
Exactly.
That's trash.
Hold on. That's people, world. We want to put this out there. What do you call... What's the opposite of bandwagon?
Yeah, what's the opposite of bandwagon? Let's hear what you guys call it.
Because you bandwagon is a thing of pride when you have people jumping on you because you're like, we just that
you know
good
what?
With people jumping on.
It's called faith, belief, you know what I'm saying, and just stand down.
All right, brother Tony, what's your...
Let's move on. I don't know what he's talking about now. So let's do NBA. What's your favorite NBA team?
Houston Rockets, hands down.
Okay, here's the Rockets. I'm Rockets too.
Like I say, this is the trifecta, right?
Yeah, we trifecta on the Rockets. But when we start talking about favorite players, then I think that's where we're gonna see a lot of dissension.
You sound like you was a little Lakers, like you was riding bandwagon with the Lakers.
Why did I sound like I was bandwagon with the Lakers?
Oh, I should say the Bucks.
Oh, because I like Giannis, because Giannis was the true and rightful MVP of the league last year. That's why I'm a Bucks fan.
Come on, man. Okay, we gonna move forward. Hey, let's move forward.
Well, let me establish who my favorite player
is. The Lakers do got a Antetokounmpo now, so you know they trying to.
Yeah, it's not the one. It's not the, but they got one of them. Costas.
They have a
Antetokounmpo.
By the way,
but my favorite player that's not a Rocket would have to be. Have to roll Steph Curry, man.
Yes, sir.
Steph Curry is a beast, man.
Steph Curry would be mine, too.
I like everything. I like his whole image and the production, of course, that he plays on the court. But with the NBA, I'm kind of like, I'm more of a fan of the sport. Like, I really like everybody in the NBA.
Yeah.
If they're good, and I like the way they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people that's, like, everybody know that most people that know me know I'm a Kobe stan, and most Kobe stans don't like LeBron, but I love watching LeBron play because LeBron is very good at the game of basketball.
Yeah, I'm a LeBron fan.
So you would be your player?
Yeah, I follow LeBron. When the Rockets doing their thing, I would follow LeBron. So,
so the last year was kind of tough for you. But it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching Steph Curry again go to the finals.
Yeah, even though they lost, but you know, it wasn't the Rockets either, so yeah, it was no win for me.
Side note. Speaking of Steph Curry.
No.
I'm a Steph Curry fan. I don't have nothing against Steph Curry. But my question is, the Splash Brothers, which one do you want on your team? If you could get one of them.
I would, our question is
Steph Curry.
Because my thing is, I'm a person that say, Steph Range is stupid. He pulling up from the rafters.
Oh, he about to blast him against
No. But Clay, the boy pull up when he...
But like Tony said,
I'm not taking away from Steph. Steph is the truth. He's the greatest shooter. Like I say, he got the rank.
But not just shooters, it's the two-time MVP,
the only unanimous MVP. The man made 400 threes in a season when nobody had made 300 yet.
But that's great. But people only talk about his shooting. He has handles. I get that
because Clay has zero handles.
Zero.
Clay has the defense, though.
Oh, yeah.
And people always try to say Clay is a superstar, and Clay is not a superstar to me.
Like I say, I think it depends on what you're looking for in your team. Because, for instance, in these finals, if your boy Clay wouldn't have been out, killing the game.
Well, that's true.
In the 10 minutes, in the 10 minutes or however long Clay was out there,
Clay
steps up in his role and he does a great job.
But if I can only have one, I'm Steph Curry all the way.
Yeah, I would pick Steph Curry.
I would make an argument that Steph Curry is the greatest point guard to ever play the game of basketball. I would make that argument. Because anybody can put him against. It's an argument for Steph Curry to be the GOAT point guard.
On all areas, passing, defense, shooting, layup.
I don't know about defense.
Well, he's not saying he's trash, but he's not known.
That defense is not. It's not a check mark.
But I like what Jamal just said, because if you think about it, if you compare his defense to the defense of other point guards, there's not a lot of lockdown point guards in the history of the NBA, especially in this era where it's so guard heavy. It's hard to stop a point guard. Like, people gave him a lot of flack because Kyrie was cooking them. But Kyrie cooking everybody. Who was not going to get cooked by Kyrie?
Right.
Nobody. Nobody you put out there that's a point guard was going to hold Kyrie Irving.
You got your Gary Paytons, your Pat Beverleys, but they're known for just that.
And Gary Payton would have got cooked by Kyrie Irving because it ain't no hand checking. It ain't no none of that. Right. He would have to try to guard him without touching him. Kyrie would have been cooking Gary Payton.
Hold on. But that right there is an unfair comparison, because you comparing, but you know, hold on, no. I'm saying in
the eras.
You comparing eras.
That's
because,
but I brought up Pat Beverly.
Because other than, like you said, outside of point guards, your boy Giannis, and maybe Pat Beverly and a few other scattered people, none of these people are who they are if you send them back to the day. Because Steph Curry would get... I don't agree with that. Because Steph Curry would get put down.
Steph Curry was still he would still shine though.
No, he wouldn't, because
it was a jump shooting game.
Hold on, he wouldn't, because he. This is the picture. This Steph Curry coming down, boom boom, pull up, bottom of the net, shimmies in Detroit. What's gonna happen?
Oh, he gonna get smacked up. If we talk about that, he gonna get smacked up.
And that's the last shot in the game.
He gonna be cruising for a bruising out there.
That's what I'm saying. So you couldn't, because Steph Curry would not be making all these shots because he would not get them off.
No,
because he would be injured.
No.
Hold on. So you mean to tell
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry physical body? Because you got to think, coming out of college, he was fragile. His ankles hurt. He was fragile. Fragile people
would
but
survive.
I think all of that is cause and effect, though. I think as the game progressed and the game got more soft, the kids growing up in the game became more soft. Because it's not because you don't have that conditioning to be able to take that beating. Like those people, when they knew when they was coming to the NBA, they had to be in the gym because they knew it's grown man. You calling but, somebody that's 30 years
that's
old?
That's not disregard to even though it was more physical. The skill level nowadays is off the roof.
It's way surpassing that.
I wouldn't say the skill level per se. I would say they're more athletic. That's what I would say. Because No. What I'm saying,
if you take away, like, you can't do this, I have to be more skilled to be able to accomplish the goal.
Because I don't know. I give skill to today because I don't think
the Euro
like even if we just think about the what people consider the best era, Jordan era. Who was messing with Jordan? Like, nobody was messing with Jordan.
You always gonna have a person who's better than.
But now it's not like that because LeBron has peers. LeBron, Kevin Durant is his peer.
Hold on, but you have
Kawhi Leonard is his peer.
But you have to think about it like that. I'm saying it's more so. I'm not taking away from people's skill. What I'm saying is more athletic, and it's just people are like freakishly built now. Because you got to think about it. Kevin Durant, Cole, we blame it on skill. He has a 7-foot wingspan, so he can shoot, but who is stopping him? Because you have a 7-foot wingspan.
But see, that's an oversimplification, though, because Giannis has that wingspan, and he can't shoot like that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Because back in the day, 7-footers was not
they
doing.
They weren't shooting like that.
So in that sense, his shot is, he's developed it, but. Yeah.
Like, look at Blake Griffin. He has the, like, centers or power forwards, they wasn't doing the stuff that Blake Griffin is doing.
That's what I'm saying. He's athletic. Blake Griffin is not just skilled,
but they was athletic back then.
No, I'm saying.
Shoot the ball from the perimeter.
That's not athleticism. That's skill.
No, that goes into that thing of the game didn't require that. The game didn't. Now it's a thing of positionless basketball. So no one is sticking to their position. Because if Blake Griffin played his position,
he wouldn't
be doing any of that.
But I think that became the game because the players got better. It didn't make sense to have a Blake Griffin playing in a post if he can shoot threes.
Well, what changed is when they start taking away hand checking and stuff like
that. That's what I'm saying. The skill went up, so that's what positionless basketball came from.
Yeah, you have to do something
when you start having a 7-foot who can shoot threes, you're like, well, maybe I don't need to keep him in the paint the whole game. Right. Maybe he can start shooting threes.
Well, you got to think about it. Who's to say these other people? Well, like I say, they never had to. So it's a thing of.
I don't think they could. Bill Russell wasn't shooting no threes. Bill Russell wasn't popping no threes.
But again, like I say, when you're playing position basketball, you don't have to. Like Giannis plays position basketball, and he plays for his position.
Yeah.
Period.
He does. But because he plays power forward, he plays point guard.
No, I'm saying, but
he
as far as the,
sometimes.
But I'm just saying, but his skill set is in his position, like Simmons,
Ben Simmons.
He plays his position.
That boy is garbage
shooting the ball. Yeah.
He does.
So that's what I'm saying. When you play your position, there's no need for all that. So that's why that era thing is kind of tricky because if all these players in today's NBA played their literal position. Half of them wouldn't be who they are.
We're going to come back to that because I feel like that's a whole conversation that we need to – it's a whole nother bag we need to get into to talk about that because –
That's a good topic,
man. We'll come back to it, Clay Thompson.
I'm
Steph Curry, man. All right. Okay, the next one is MLB. Now, my confession for this one is I'm only an Astros fan because the Astros been winning. Like, when the Astros was trash, I wasn't watching baseball. I have watched baseball now, and I do like playoff baseball, but it's only because the Astros started being good.
I'm, again, Homer. Even when they were trash, I would watch it during the playoffs to watch them. They wouldn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they wouldn't make it to the playoffs.
They would lose 100 games.
I'm an Oakland A's fan, Athletics. Oakland Athletics.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Okay, at least you got a good team this
time. They good now?
God, dog.
Curly?
Oh, yeah. All right. I think I do remember seeing them in the green. I think I remember seeing them on SportsCenter before.
I remember they had
I didn't know because the Cleveland Browns thing, I didn't know how you
rocking. I remember they had a cold starter jacket back in the day.
They're in the same conference as the Astros.
Oh, mm-hmm. So they are victims. I liked it. I like them being our victims. I liked it.
That's cool.
See, now, I don't have a favorite player outside. Well, the only other person I can think of off the top of my head is Aaron Judge. Because when Aaron Judge was coming to the plate.
I thought you were going
to
say, like, Craig Biggio or something.
Old school ass. Jeff Bagwell. Yeah, I remember them boys. But when Aaron Judge used to be coming to the plate, I used to be shaking in my boots, boy. I'm like, man.
You know, but baseball is different now, too. From the little that I look at it, as cold as you say, like Aaron Judge, that boy's sending him out the park.
Mm-hmm.
He like Iverson, though.
He ain't winning nothing.
No, he not winning nothing. And he strike out like 38 times, though.
Yeah.
He strikes out quite a bit. But he take it out the park. So
but
you see.
But he's taking out the park, yeah.
So Iverson, yo, man, he scored 72 points.
You know who you can compare that to? Kobe.
Chill out, man.
Ooh,
come
what's
on,
up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, we got
Kobe
to shut,
took a lot
we got
of
to shut it down,
game.
Man. That's longevity, brother. That's longevity. When you play for 20 years with
Ooh,
the same
Tony
TV, it's
hot, ain't it?
It's longevity. That's if you,
what you mean, what's longevity?
Longevity. If you play longer than everybody, you're going to miss more than everybody.
Hold on.
I'm going back. Kobe Bryant would take a lot of he would have a lot of misses before. For him to have the amount of points that it's not like he was his field goal percentage was just really great. You get what I'm saying?
But he was shooting 40. What he averaged 46 for his career, maybe 44 because of the last couple of years. That's
we
a good percentage.
We can't blame it on the end.
But
I ain't
that,
trying to come
that,
at Kobe. And
but that did change the trajectory of his career because before he tore his Achilles, he was leading the league in scoring.
Right, I mean,
so,
he took
I mean,
enough shots to make that.
Well, you can say that about anybody.
Well, I'm just saying. Well,
we gonna come back to that because I'm not taking the Kobe disrespect. We gonna have a Kobe hour one day where people gonna have
Mamba
to
mentality.
Pay respect to Kobe, man.
Mamba mentality.
Okay, and then I guess the last one would be
boxer,
because we said college football already. Boxer.
Currently, right now, fighting. Gervonta Davis is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of that one.
You have a favorite boxer?
He just won a...
Vasily Lomachenko, man. The Matrix, Lomachenko, man. He beating up anybody that come in his
Do
way.
Do y'all have a preference in a certain weight class that you would prefer to see?
Nah, I don't.
I like to see the welterweights because that's like my size.
No, I prefer, while I don't watch boxing very often, when I do prefer the smaller classes because they have better fights to me. Because, you know, knockout, heavyweights, they just trying to go for that KO.
Heavyweights starting to come back up, though.
Yeah, they coming back up, but, you know, they less scrappy.
Now, if we talk about favorite boxer of all time, I'm TBE, man. Floyd Mayweather,
man.
The best ever,
welterweight.
The best ever, man. And still, every fight he fight, and still,
I'm a fan of Mayweather's business acumen.
Oh, he about to disrespect Mayweather. What is going
no.
on?
I like him as a businessman.
However,
I'm gonna leave it at that. I think he's a great businessman.
But you don't think he's a great fighter?
He's a great defensive
boxer.
Fighter. He's a great defensive
Yeah, boxer.
Boxer.
You're right. Because I said
it's
fighter.
It's the art of fighting.
It's the art of boxing.
Okay. Well, like I said, he's a great defensive boxer.
Yeah. The greatest.
I could say he's the greatest defensive boxer.
He's the greatest boxer. TBE. The best ever.
He's the greatest defensive boxer.
Yeah, I want to pay respect.
I'm not mad. Check this out.
Okay, so who
I'm not mad at him, like I say, because he's in the ring, the boy's business. He flashy and stuff. Do all that dancing hats and sombreros. When he get in the ring, all that's out the window. He's just trying to get that W.
Yeah, he gonna put that pain on.
So that's why I say I get it. Who wouldn't do it? If I could jump around, do this, boom, boom, back, stick and move, not get hit,
easy money.
Get $200 million, who wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
As a consumer,
But when you look at that punch count though,
no,
he like swelling boys up.
Now when you look at that, because he quick, like I said,
yeah,
he quick.
Swelling boys
up. So that's what I'm saying. So as a consumer, just watching it, it's not the greatest thing
not
to watch.
Entertaining.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why is it not?
It's entertaining to me.
Well, for me, it is, but I'm talking about for a lot of people like to see brawl.
Yeah, a lot of people want to see slugfest.
Yeah. And it's like, that doesn't.
Like Tommy Hearns and the other guy that was slugging each other for all them rounds.
Yeah, like I say, as a. But see, I understand it because most people just look at it as sport. Oh, you just going there and being. I get the fact that this is his job. Mm-hmm. So he's not in it just to, he ain't had to get paid.
Yeah. So somebody who was entertaining was Mike Tyson.
And I get, I get hit.
Mike.
So I get it.
I like Mike Tyson.
But a lot of people would be mad too because it's like, man, I just been
paid all
his
money. He first round knockout. And I wasn't, I'm not old enough to just remember Muhammad Ali when he was out there floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. Like, I watch highlights, you know, stuff like that.
The movie Ali with Will Smith.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't really around, like, cognizant of what Mike Tyson was doing either. I knew of it because everybody was talking about it, but. No, I'm not that big of a boxing fan, but I like Lomachenko because I just stumbled on his highlights one day and I just started watching all his fights. I like that he make people quit. Yeah. I know he's not the only person that does it, but the way that he's methodically fighting, that's why I like Mayweather because he's methodically boxing and I loved it.
Like I say, I give it to him. Speaking as a consumer, as a person who's not woke in the sense of woke people, but woke till I see that it's the business and to them and sport to us.
Yeah.
I respect it, but just the pure consumer, he's all right to watch.
So if we twisted your arm, who would be your favorite boxer?
Me.
Man, I wish I would put my favorite boxer against your favorite boxer to see who wins. Yeah, easy money. Yeah, he's gonna be on Instagram counting that money after that fight.
Hey, I do it.
Hey, but he's saying like, comment. Hey, I got my $10 million
all the way to the bank.
I let him swell me up, bro. Give me pay real fast. So now we finished that portion. We hope everybody got a good view of where we stand, how we benchmarking these picks and analysis that we make as we continue on with this show. So the next thing we want to talk about is what are the most important, I would say, off-season moves of from the AFC conference so far? Because it's still stuff that might happen, but so far, what do we think is the most important things to happen so far?
So I'll start this one off. Being that this is, we're talking about the world's team again.
The world's
worst
team.
The number one best offseason, 2019 offseason.
The best?
The best.
Go ahead.
The Browns trading for Odell Beckham. Let's get it, baby.
Odell Beckham. Team. He gonna play two games. He gonna have 1,000 yards in two games, and then y'all still ain't gonna make the playoffs. So, nah, y'all might make it. I do have faith in y'all to make it, but I would give the Raiders. I would say the Raiders getting AB is bigger than that.
That's number two.
I would say it's bigger than that because AB is more productive. He's playing with a more proven quarterback, although Derek Carr did fall off, but he had a MVP caliber season as opposed to Baker Mayfield, who he had the one rookie season where
he
broke the meaningless
now,
record.
I am going to be biased with my team.
Oh, it's clear. It's all over your face.
Definitely. But, however, we're talking about the team that was the worst in maybe NFL history, all of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a maybe, but keep going. Yeah.
But the fact that we're saying somebody on the level of Odell Beckham and in the same conversation as an AB, Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. coming to an organization like ours would be a huge thing.
Well, yeah, if you looked at it without context,
you know what,
Hold on. But even in the context, you gotta go further back in the context. You say AB is more productive.
Uh-huh.
But the context of look where AB is coming from versus
where he's going.
From where Odell came from. Odell had Eli Manning. So, of course, he's – no, I'm just saying his production is going to be lower than coming from the Steelers.
We talking about the two-time Super Bowl winner Eli Manning?
Right.
Okay. I was just trying to make sure we talking about the same Eli Manning.
Hold on.
The one who beat the Patriots.
Hold on.
Twice when nobody else could beat him.
Check this out.
No, I'm just asking if that's the same Eli. I thought it was a different Eli Manning that he was playing. Okay.
But you've been seeing what's been happening.
Do you realize Mike Jones got a platinum album?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
So forever.
Exactly.
So forever, he is Mike Jones' platinum recording artist. Hold
on. At that time.
But no, if you look him up right now, he's a platinum recording artist.
But this is the thing. Those who know. It's,
hey, if Mike Jones drop an album today, somebody going to buy it.
Hold on, but the thing is, he a platinum artist, but you know he ain't no platinum artist.
Yeah, but somebody
Eli got
buy.
Two rings, but... You ain't looking at him in the same way you looking at anybody else.
Let's not act like Big Ben been tearing the world on fire the past couple of years either.
Big
Ben haven't been the best quarterback in the league the past couple of years.
You said he hasn't?
No, he hasn't.
Right.
So, I mean,
Antonio Brown has definitely, he has made his mark.
He's
individual-wise.
You would rather have him than Eli.
I'll be honest and say.
Let me make this clear. Okay. So you're saying you think it's a bigger transaction for Antonio Brown going to the Raiders versus Odell Beckham going from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns. A team that's sorry and now now all eyes on us.
Okay, so when we're saying biggest, What are we meaning by it? Because when I'm saying biggest, I'm saying what's gonna have
the most impact
on the wins of that team. So the Raiders coming from where they was, the Browns barely missed the playoffs. The Browns really should have won that division if Baker Mayfield was playing from the beginning.
That's true.
So that's why I'm saying
it's still a major upgrade for us.
But when I'm saying the biggest, I'm talking about what's gonna swing the pendulum the most. I don't think that Odell Beckham is going to make as big of an impact for the Browns as Antonio Brown is going to make for the Raiders, because the Raiders weren't even in contention last year.
That's because they coach sold everybody off.
Correct. Which is a huge reason why the Raiders, when we get to the rankings and start talking about where they rank, that's going to be a huge issue.
Because you got
to
think the Raiders were the truth as they stood, but then, you know, they got a coach who got $100 million, so they couldn't afford nobody, so they had to have a garage.
The Raiders
sale.
Did a good job of picking up Mike Mayock.
The master plan is beginning to look, because last season, Gruden looked like he was about to get that business.
So let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think if they didn't make those trades, they would have made the playoffs?
Who?
The Raiders.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. Regardless if they made the trades and tore the team down, they weren't going to be good.
Truth be told,
they're not going to make the playoffs this year.
They probably won't, only because of the division that they're in.
That's why it's not that big.
But
Odell coming to the Browns, we're going to the playoffs.
But y'all almost made the playoffs last year.
But we're going this year. And
the confidence that you're giving me is making me want to change my pick. Because I don't like how the confidence you're sweating up your chest. Oh, we're going. Like, calm down.
Now, truth be told, looking at them, the Browns and the Raiders, and now they almost like the same team.
Basically.
They almost like the same team, because the Raiders.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying because
like the history, the fan base. When you compare the fan base,
the Raiders. The Raiders wasn't as trash as the Browns,
but the Raiders.
I'm saying the Raiders is a more
prestigious franchise than the Browns.
No, they may be more prestigious, but I'm just saying, just looking
That's
at it
true.
As the foot. No, because like the dog pound and the black hole, they
it's just too
win or lose. They don't care if they lose every game. They there.
But the only difference is the Raiders was actually winning. And the dog pound was proving it, that even if they lose every game, they was going to be there.
So even when we lose.
Like I say, in the recent years, the Raiders built back up and started being on the move. They just got tore back down and they rebuilding again. But now the Cleveland Browns are taking that. I can't say they rebuilt, because they were never really built.
They really was never nothing in the first place to be rebuilt.
But, you know.
You talking about the Browns?
Yeah.
Okay. What you talking about?
Don't try.
In previous years, I'm gonna say since John Dorsey has came into office, which is 3 years now. Yeah, 3 years. We've been building ever since that. From when we picked up Myles Garrett. With the draft,
which I really like Myles Garrett.
When we started that with that transition, getting rid of the GM of Sashi Brown, that's when we started.
You really know these people. That's crazy.
This is the world's team, bro.
Well, when you don't have to know they players, you might as well.
You might as well know the staff.
I know the whole front office.
You got a training staff. He know all that. Names.
I got John number myself.
You know, you know Bill at concessions.
I'm going to make the best pretzels, man.
Yeah, real talk. I still see AB. I guess I'll frame it like this. I see AB panning out better than Odell. I just think all the stuff that Odell bring to the team, all the baggage and all the I'm not getting enough targets.
Odell cut his hair and he's an adult now.
Man, we gonna say that to the first touchdown he get and he be twerking in the end zone. And then him and Baker Mayfield gonna have another video dancing and all that. It's gonna. I like the squad though. On paper,
they
look good. On paper, they look really good.
They beast mode.
World's team.
Outside of those two transactions, I don't think anything else in the NFL was really that big of a deal. Let's stay on the AFC side. We'll say NFC for another episode.
AFC. The Jaguars receive Nick Foles.
So what?
That was big.
What was big about it?
It's
they have now a franchise quarterback.
Says who?
So you don't think
Jacksonville had what? Blake Bortles?
They had Blake Bortles. He's an upgrade.
Well, he's better than Blake Bortles.
And 2 seasons ago, the Jaguars had
the Jaguars were the truth.
And they was missing that franchise quarterback. So that was a major move. Because Nick Foles was taking that Eagles team deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, but who got him there though? Who was getting him there?
Carson Wentz?
When have we seen
any time he wasn't in the picture, Nick Foles was in the picture.
I feel it, but Nick Foles wasn't game one to Super Bowl with them.
But okay, I get that. I'm not trying to argue that point. What I'm trying to get you to see is Nick Foles is a huge plus to the in the AFC. It's a huge plus to the Jaguars, which is going. And then that's in the same division as the Texans, correct?
Correct. True.
So that's something that you will now have to watch for.
My issue is being
with the Houston Texans having one of the hardest schedules, that's something to look at.
My issue is with the adjective of huge. When you say huge, I don't think he's gonna be huge. I think he's not trash, but he's not. He's not gonna go out there and be Tom Brady.
So this is the thing. Hold on.
You said
no.
He's not gonna go out there and be Big Ben.
Hold on. This is the thing. Nick Foles has the equivalent of load management.
Yeah.
The last 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is now. He's that dude now.
Yeah.
Can you, from week one, carry the team to the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know if you could do that.
Because
we know you could be waiting in the wing for your boy to fall out and jump
turn
in
the
there.
Bat signal, you come out,
and take it in there. But week one.
Aaron Rodgers did it.
Aaron Rodgers did what?
Hold on.
First, I want to see what did Aaron Rodgers do before we even get to what I know you're about to say. So what did Aaron Rodgers do? Okay, what did Aaron Rodgers do?
I'm talking about sitting behind a quarterback that was really good, and when it was his time to lead, he was able to accomplish that.
Okay, I feared that's what you were speaking
of. I want to drop a lyric. Jay-Z said this. He said, "Yeah, you shining, but the only thing you leaving out, you're a candle to the sun."
Real talk.
It don't even out.
It don't even out at all. You can't say.
Hold on, so you, is it that far-fetched to say, well, you know, that's like, if if Tom Brady did it, then Blake Bortles can do it.
Yeah, like no, it's no comparison.
No, no, not
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers,
who is considered now.
We didn't know who Aaron Rodgers.
But we do now.
But we do now, though. We know how good Aaron Rodgers is.
So if Nick Foles play out right, we're gonna be like, okay, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is not a rookie, though. It's not like Nick Foles still got loads of potential. That's
you gotta think about, like, that's what I was about to say. Now, we didn't know who Aaron Rodgers was before he did it, but although we didn't know who he was still who he was.
Right. So skill wise, like Nick Foles?
No.
No.
Aaron Rodgers is categorized as like one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Hear me clearly. I'm not trying to compare Nick Foles to Aaron Rodgers like, oh, they're on the same talent. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, because you can't say Aaron Rodgers did it.
I'm talking about the scenario.
Well,
and
you know what?
Aaron Rodgers.
They do both play football.
Hey, they do have that in common.
That's not what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the scenario with Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
So who's a good quarterback? That's good quarterback on
Carson
the field.
Wentz.
Great quarterback in the bench.
That's still not equivalent.
Carson Wentz. Nick Foles is not better than Carson Wentz.
You didn't know that Aaron Rodgers was such a great quarterback.
Carson Wentz is not equal to Brett Favre.
Hold on, now I get it. If you're saying that, you know, both of them could have a breakout season.
Correct.
In that sense, yes. And I, as my favorite boxer, could box y'all favorite boxer. You know, but that's no. It's one of those things.
He'll get mopped up, but yeah, he could get in the ring.
Yeah. So it's that Nick Foles, there's nothing.
So he hasn't proven anything to you.
Yeah, there's nothing. Not like I said, can he do it? It's possible.
No.
He hasn't shown enough. That he hasn't shown y'all enough that he could be able to carry his team into the playoffs.
And then you got to think,
a team that is defensively really good.
Jacksonville is a different team than the Eagles were, though. So not only can he lead a team, do you think Jacksonville is gonna rally behind him like they did in Philly?
Yes, because they did. Because they did Blake Bortles like that, and he wasn't.
That's all they had, though. That's all they had.
But what you think is going to be happening with Nick Foles, though?
But Nick Foles is not that good. Nick Foles just picked up the body and carried him across the finish line. He wasn't running and passing the baton.
So
brother, you fell.
So I could drag you the last 100 meters. Why he's a great fit to take this team.
Okay, so with that is what you're saying. So we all agree that, what was it, 2 seasons ago, who we talking about?
Nick Foles.
No. Jacksonville was the truth. And then based on what you said, quarterback, they declined. So can I get you? And are you saying that now that they have Nick Foles, they are going to return back to the Jacksonville that they were 2 seasons ago?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. With that acquisition that happened over the offseason.
Because they had the same team.
I don't see it. I'm sorry. I can't concede it at all.
And so just to be clear,
okay,
you're saying that you don't think that them picking up Nick Foles was a big piece, a big AFC transaction that happened.
No, I think it's an upgrade for that team. But I think when it's all said and done, the Texans and the Colts are still going to be the two cream of the crop of our division.
Now, just to interject on that,
Colts, yes, but not.
Oh, don't start it, because you're the Cleveland Browns, so chill out.
Now, the one thing that I can say that gets me a little nervous, I'm Texans all day, is if the Colts quarterback game is on. Now, granted, I don't think it will be because not doubting him. Luck is cold. But he's been throwing like Nerf balls and stuff around, so that's completely different than, you know, everything else. So if he's A1,
they are gonna win that.
That's what I'm saying. If Luck is A1, then like I say, that's the biggest that's the only threat, because you know.
I agree with that, Andrew Luck. I mean, I don't know.
Y'all are making this like it's like.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We might Andrew
Luck.
What?
No, if Andrew,
Andrew Luck is
That's what I say. If Andrew Luck is A1,
if Andrew Luck is balling, then
it's trouble. It's trouble.
Yeah.
But
it's trouble for the Jaguars too, for y'all.
No, it is not.
So will you?
All right.
So you trust? So let me ask you this: are you trusting that Deshaun Watson is the key with the line that y'all have?
Yes.
No, sir.
All right. Let's back up. So with the Jaguars, when we talked about them from the year that they was good, they wasn't missing a quarterback on defense last year, and their defense wasn't good last year. And they didn't lose. They didn't lose any pieces of significance to where their defense regressed so bad.
Boy was hot, talking hot trash.
So is Nick Foles about to come?
And he was talking.
He was getting roasted and toasted out there. Now he's trying to come to Houston. So I mean, I don't think Nick Foles going to help them out defensively. So that's why I'm saying I don't think. Even though it is a possibility that that defense can return to that level of prominence that it had, but I just don't see it. I don't see Nick Foles being a catalyst to their whole team getting back good.
And you think Deshaun Watson is though?
But we already good.
We've shown that Deshaun Watson, we are
good. It's been proven
that when we have Deshaun Watson, we are a way better team than when we don't. It has not been proven that when you have Nick Foles for 16 games, that your team is way better than when you don't.
Granted, we do need some more protection for him.
We do need more protection for him.
But the good part about him is that he's mobile, so he can.
Yeah,
he
and
can
I think they addressed it. I think it might not look like it on paper, but I think if they coached him up good enough, it'll be good. Because we played good last year with them being totally trash. So if they're not totally trash, we should have more success.
We good because we was contending with New England.
That's true. Yeah. But a difference with Houston this year is Houston having one of the hardest schedules. And that's what can make the turning point as far as competing with the people.
Yeah,
because
they're playing
a
first place schedule.
That's what the concern part is.
Yeah.
Why I bring the Jaguars into the picture, especially if you have those fighting for those wild card positions.
Still got to play us.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is our division. Like I say, depending on the Colts, as hard as our schedule may be, we got to worry about three other teams ultimately.
Yeah,
the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Titans.
And the Titans. Ultimately, that's because we only really need to win our division to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then in the playoffs is
anything goes.
I'm pretty sure
Sunday
we gonna have the Patriots.
All right, well, since you're about to go into that, let's do that then. Let's do that. What's your six AFC playoff teams? Let's do it like that. I'll give mine first, so everybody can have time to collect their thoughts. I start from number one, the Patriots. Obviously,
they like a lock.
Yeah,
if they
like,
don't make it.
Innocent until proven guilty. Until they prove that they fell off, I'm gonna always say the Patriots are the number one team.
Just say one thing about the Patriots?
Go ahead.
They did a really good job of picking up Michael Bennett too.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
The Patriots.
But I'm just saying that's a
yeah yeah.
That's
but you
got to
think
about.
that's the Patriots. That's where you go when you up there. You know, you're looking for something. Go get you a ring. Yeah. Get your stats back up and go get a contract.
So let's do it like this. So is the consensus that the Patriots is the number one team in the AFC?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going. So my number two team is the Kansas City Chiefs.
I was just about to say that.
Kansas City Chiefs, man. It's
you crazy.
Tyreek Hill is not going to be suspended. That was a major concern for their team. Patrick Mahomes is going to only get better. Like, I don't see it being a slump for him this year.
And then Andy Reid.
Y'all must not have been watching what has been happening in the offseason. A lot of the players that was on the Chiefs, a lot, the really good players, have been moved.
Like Houston and all that? Okay, go ahead.
John Dorsey was the GM for that team. And who brought in? Well, look. Who brought
it's
in?
I was going back to the Browns.
It's all.
Go ahead, though.
When you see the bigger business,
boy, the Browns need to pick you up after that. It is.
When you talk about business moves, John Dorsey is that guy.
Okay.
Hey, and by the way, Cleveland.
I'm major face palming for the listeners.
Okay, hold on, listen. That Chiefs team, who built that team, is now the GM for the Cleveland Browns.
That's fine.
And So we it's not the same Chiefs team that was making that run last year. We're not looking at that same exact team.
Well, I'm talking about the key contributors. The key contributors are still there. Like, okay. Now, I'll give you some of the pass rushes that they lost. I'll give you that. But I think their defense was already not good last year. So it's not going to be a big deal that their defense is not good this year. Yeah. But their offense is still going to be potent, even with losing Kareem Hunt. I think Kareem Hunt was more of a bell cow back, even though he could do it all. I give you that he could do it all, but I think
he was the rusher
within Andy Reid's offense. I don't think it's gonna hurt them as bad not having Kareem.
Hold on, y'all had Kareem now, right?
Yes, yeah. The Cleveland Browns.
Now, first of all, he's not Kareem coming right in until what?
Week eight.
Yeah. Now, my question. Hold on.
Okay.
Are you sure he's gonna come?
Yes.
Hold on, because this is why I asked you. This is why I asked you. This little sidebar. He's out because you know he thuggery, all this little trouble, right? He can't have any dealings with the team until week eight.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're still doing training camp and stuff.
Okay,
now.
So let me ask a question. When you can't be doing your business and whatnot, and you already for lack of a better way to say it, criminal, we don't know. Where's the worst place for you to be?
Come to the Cleveland Browns.
At home. He's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, while y'all are playing football, he kicking it with the boys,
with the
right?
The homies. That he grew up with.
Right?
Kareem, if you ever listening, I just want to let you know that I believe in you.
You better believe in him.
So hold on.
But if he can stay out of trouble. Now, let me tell you this, though. I didn't bring up Kareem Hunt as one of the top little transactions that went on in the offseason because he won't be playing until week eight.
Yeah.
However, we are deep at the running back position.
Correct.
With Nick Chubb and with what's his name?
Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson. So I'm not banking
on
it.
Look, I'm telling about his own team, but let's keep going.
There's so many thoughts.
Yeah, I know, but he front office.
Yeah.
So it's not so much that we're hopefully, you know, he get it right. But if not, we're still good.
Okay, we'll go.
So, you know.
Number.
So, wait. Since you had an objection, who was your number two then?
Is it Cleveland?
Cleveland is number two.
Oh!
AFC. Yes, sir.
Now, again.
You have now tuned into another episode of Bump Your Gums. We're now having technical difficulties. We're going to cut the mics off now.
Hold on. On paper, like I said, you got it on paper. I get you. On paper, you get it. Okay, so you're number two. Number three. Let's move on.
My number three I had was the Chargers.
I was 2A for Chargers and Kansas City.
Yeah, because the Chargers have a great roster.
Chargers is number three for me.
It's just something just doesn't click with them when it's time for it to click. Like when it doesn't really matter, they gonna be stumping people down to the dirt. But it's like when it's on the line,
them
it's not clicking for them.
The draft picks that they got with Keenan Allen and Doran James.
Uh-huh.
Those were some really good picks. Like they really set themselves up really good.
I think.
And then you
really
got Phillip Rivers. Yeah. He's still consistently balling. But the thing with Phillip though, he's not getting them over the hump.
Yeah.
He's not getting them over the hump.
Is there something not clicking with him? Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like
he's not getting them over the hump.
It's like they look like powerhouses, but when it be time to show and prove, yeah, they never show and prove.
I think the coach going, Sean. I think I'm talking about Sean Payton.
I cannot think of his name. I'm blanking on his name.
Sean something.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, well, if you're listening, we apologize.
McVay?
No. That's Rams. That's the St. Louis Rams. I mean, not St. Louis. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Rams.
St. Louis.
Killing
whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He didn't do good last year. I know it's a black man, though. I know that much, but I can't think of his name right now.
But yeah. You know, what's your number four? What is your number three?
Chargers.
Oh, you, okay, you agree with the Chargers? I can't
My number four is the Colts.
Okay.
The Colts?
Yeah. Now, see, even though I'm diehard Texas, I did give the Colts to win the division. Only because the Colts offensive line, man. Their offensive line is so, so good. And we already talked about it. If Andrew Luck is on.
Andrew Luck balling, it's a wrap.
It's hard to beat that team. And if you're giving them time to sit back in the pocket and pick apart a defense, it's hard for me not to say that they'll win a division.
Long as Andrew Luck stay healthy. I mean,
yeah, long as he stay healthy. And then the linebacker they got, I think his name Darius Leonard. Like yeah. they have a really good squad. And I think they can win the division. I think it'll be close.
And Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson on the offensive line. I don't think they'll win the division with 12-4, and then we'll be like 8-8. I don't think it'll be nothing like that.
Oh, no.
But I do think they have the tools, the roster, the coaching, the culture to actually win a division. So I would agree that the Colts are number four.
Okay.
So right now I have Patriots, Chiefs, Chargers, Colts as my top four.
Yeah, that is it.
I think that's what any sane person would have.
You need to look again.
So then number five, I would have the Texans. I would have the Texans as a wild card team. Number five. I would have the Texans number five.
That's what you got number five?
Why you rolled your eyes?
Who else would you
got the Cleveland Browns number two.
So that means you had a Texans six or not in it at all?
We'll talk about the Texans later. But, no, I got the Steelers behind the Colts.
Okay. I can see that, but I don't see it.
What?
I can see why you would think that, but I think it's gonna be a big deal to not have Le'Veon and not to have AB.
I personally think in the AFC North they're gonna have to look out for the Ravens. I don't know.
Yeah, I would have picked the Ravens over the Steelers.
Who that quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
What has he shown?
He made they got to the playoffs. He did he got a team to the playoffs more than Nick Foles did. Mr. Nick Foles, Jaguars savior.
Boy, stop.
He did, though.
That's all
Lamar Jackson is a beast. I don't think they'll win a Super Bowl, but you never know. They lost too much defensively, I would think, to win a Super Bowl because they lost the safety and the linebacker that they had, CJ Mosley.
But they did pick up some really good defensive pieces.
They
but
did.
The Ravens are that little dark horse that's going to – you're not going to worry about them until they ride up on you. You're going to be like, damn, it's what?
My little dark horse like that, it would be the Jaguars.
So that's your six?
No.
Who is your six? Because I don't want to say my six pick yet because I might have to change mine depending on who you say.
My sixth team is the Chiefs.
So you don't have the Texans.
So you don't have the Texans in there?
The Texans ain't even making the playoffs.
Yeah, the Texans is way down now.
They go.
Oh, yeah, see, I need to take the Browns out of my top six. I tried to show love. I tried to have them as a six,
I think the Jets going to be better than the Texans.
The Jets.
Why? What's the logic? What's the logic?
Because
Sam Darnold, Le'Veon, that's the logic? Oh, so Deshaun Watson just ain't did nothing, huh? J.J. Watt ain't did nothing, huh?
They doing a good job.
They doing a good job, man.
He did good, those first two games?
Wait. We have the best wide receiver in the game on our team. And you think we're not even going to make the playoffs?
That's because...
Well, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see.
That's what he said.
I'm trying to see what's the logic. I'm trying to follow your train of thought so I can hop on.
So you would put the Texans above the Chiefs?
No, I didn't. I put the Chiefs at the second team. I put the Texans at the 15.
You see,
I put them above the Steelers and the Ravens.
Well, you don't got my team in the playoffs?
I had them at six, but I think I'm gonna change it now because you disrespected the Texans.
You don't got my team in the playoffs?
No. On paper, like I say, on paper they should. On paper they should make it.
Yeah.
On paper, no. If paper won playoff games, they end that thing.
So hold on. Why were y'all bringing up the Ravens?
You brought up the Ravens.
No, because who you said you had the Steelers.
Because I think that the Browns are going to win a division.
I do too.
So it's easily top three.
Do the division winners automatically get top three? I thought you just automatically get a playoff spot.
I don't know.
We'll find out. But I know for sure that I think y'all will win that division. That's why I see the two teams that's not division winners that's making it is the Chargers and the Texans because the Chargers and the Chiefs are in the same division and we're in the same division as the Colts. That's the two non-division winners that's going to make it to me.
Dan Odell got to stay healthy.
Y'all got the Titans in y'all? Y'all sleep with
I don't have
too?
The Titans in it.
No. I'm talking about they in y'all division.
What are they going to do?
No, now granted, it's always possible for something to happen, but just based on recent history,
everybody has really upgraded in y'all division in particular, except for y'all.
We didn't need a lot of upgrading. The only thing that we needed was offensive line.
The only thing, the two things.
Oh, and cornerbacks.
Corners and O-line.
And DBs, yeah. But our DBs got better. We got more athletic. I mean, that's the only thing you can ask for because nobody
But you
got
to think, even when we had our trashiest corners, we were still contenders.
Yeah, and the ones we got now are going to be better than the ones we had last year.
Y'all are going into a hard schedule this year.
That's fine.
We good. We down for the challenge.
So let's skip. Let's skip through the playoffs. We'll skip a couple of rounds. Let's say, so who do we have in the AFC Championship then?
AFC Championship?
Yeah.
It has to be the Patriots.
The Patriots will be there.
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots will be there. So let's do it like this. I'll go off my list. One and two get byes. Three and six play each other. 4 and 5 play each other. So I have the Texans beating the Colts and then the Chargers beating the Browns. So then that means the Patriots will play the Texans and then the Chiefs will play the Chargers.
So you want to do it off of you, what you just said?
Yeah.
Us try to pick a winning out of that?
Well, no, I'm just saying that I'm just doing one and two get a bye. So that means since I had the Patriots and the Texans, then the Chargers and the Chiefs, then I would pick the Patriots and the Chiefs. I picked the Patriots and the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl.
The Patriots or the Chiefs?
The Patriots versus the Chiefs. That's what I think it'll end up being.
I can see that
because you have the Browns as your number two team. So it's like, to you, y'all going to the AFC Championship?
To be quite honest, because we're young. So I have to take off my biasness.
Okay, take it off.
When this post is coming to
now you're taking it off
into perspective, because I like the Chargers. I think that the Chargers. How you said the numbers again?
So you one and two get a bye.
In the second round, who will play who?
The three. Well, it depends on who's the lowest seed that wins. The lowest seed that wins plays the one, and then the second lowest seed plays the two. So you have Patriots and Browns.
So in the second round, because I got the Browns number two, and my number five team would be the Steelers, that means that I would have to play with my division, the Steelers. I would pick us to beat the Steelers.
But that's if the Steelers won their first round game. So who you have for four?
The Colts.
So out of the Colts and the Steelers, you're picking the Steelers?
I would pick the Colts.
Okay, and then out of the Chargers and who you have for number six?
Chiefs.
The Chargers and the Chiefs, who you pick out of that?
The Chargers.
So the Chargers would play number two. The Chargers would play the Browns, and then the Colts would play the Patriots.
Oh, then I see it being...
So it's
Patriots and maybe the Chargers. Then
I just cannot believe in them. I think they're gonna be a good regular season team. I just need them to click. I just need to see it click in the playoffs.
I do not like the Patriots, and I hate to say that like that, but
I love excellence, man. I love to see it operate.
So good, and like, you can't never really doubt him because he always come through.
You can't doubt it. You can't doubt him, man. It's hard. It's hard to bet against not just Brady, Belichick too.
Yeah.
There's like one. As long as they got that tandem.
Just to throw this out there before we close. Is it Brady or is it Belichick?
I think it's both. I think you can't have one without the other.
I asked this question. Oh, go ahead.
I lean a little bit more toward Belichick.
I do also
because
Garoppolo.
He that too.
And what's your boy name when Tom was out and they went 11-5 without him?
Didn't he come to the O'Brien? Oh, no.
What is his name? Was it Nick Foles?
No.
It's like his name sound like that.
Came to the Texans, right?
No, I don't think.
I know what you're talking about. The 1 year. I know you're talking about the 1 year Brady was hurt. But let me ask y'all this.
That's the same thing like Nick Foles.
How many rings?
It's similar.
How many rings Jimmy Garoppolo got?
Hold on.
Because, I mean, y'all threw that out as a point of evidence.
Garoppolo, he only played. That was his rookie-ish year. Trying,
so your answer is zero.
Zero.
Okay. Wait. What is your answer?
Wait.
I'm just asking. We're just throwing out testing the temperature.
Talking about Belichick and what he's able to do with people who you don't have to be a star. You don't have to be nothing.
Hold on, because you got to think about it like this. When Brady had the greatest wide receiver ever, they didn't win a Super Bowl. I don't understand why they didn't.
Who was the coach though?
Belichick.
Okay, so if you stain it on Brady, you got to stain it on Belichick.
No, I get, but you got to think about it like this. The scheme is one thing. Your play on the field in that scheme is because you.
Exactly.
For instance,
so how many touchdown passes has Bill Belichick thrown?
No, but his system.
It's my system. If you succeed in my system, I am the success, not you. You know?
Nah.
And I say that because this. Most of the people who are great on the Patriots team are, who is that? Who?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What? Huh?
So
Except for Randy Moss.
Yeah.
So Belichick is really just pulling up in front of the Home Depot.
So let me be clear in what y'all
I'm asking
saying.
A question.
Are we saying that if Tom Brady was on another team, he wouldn't be good?
No, he would.
He would be good. I don't think he would be 6-time Super Bowl champion.
Correct.
Because, again, look at Aaron Rodgers. Far better skill. He has, what, one?
Far better skill is a reach.
It's a reach.
No.
Far better skill is a reach. I don't get on Aaron Rodgers like most people say, but that's what I'm saying. But you see, now, if you were to give Belichick Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers would be the 6-time or 7-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So that's what I'm saying. So that would mean it's Belichick.
Not necessarily, because I think because their talent is comparable, that's why you can say that. But I don't think you can say give Tyrod Taylor Bill Belichick and he'll be a 6-time MVP.
Six-time champion. But you got to think, only going by what we have, every quarterback that plays for Bill Belichick is successful. Every last one of them.
No, not necessarily, because wasn't he the coach of the Cleveland Browns at one point?
Yeah, but he wasn't the head coach. He was a positional coach.
Yeah, so.
What position did he coach?
It don't matter.
No, and the Browns were just stained.
That's not fair to say every quarterback when 99% of his quarterbacks was Tom Brady.
No, what I'm saying is, Brandon, if you got the good thing, you're going to stick with. But when he was gone, the Patriots didn't lose a step. That's what
I'm saying. They did, because they didn't win a ring.
Hold on. They didn't win a ring every time.
Come on, man.
Check this out. Hold on.
It's losing a step.
Eli Manning beat them twice. Do we really think that the Giants are better than the Patriots?
So did Jimmy G answer that question?
Hold on. They beat them 2 years in a row. 1 year and then back. Do you really think the Giants are better than the Patriots?
They were that year.
Hold on, they were that. They did something better.
Wait. They had the better game plan to win.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. Football is that one sport. The best team don't always win. You just do something better at this
that day.
Yeah,
it's any given Sunday.
So that's what I'm saying. So we can say all that. You know, rings count when you're trying to say who the greatest. But in the scheme of things, Eli got two on Tom Brady, and that sound like, man, you got two on Tom Brady.
Dude.
But nobody look at it like that. Nobody like, well, you know what?
But you got to, though. He beat Tom Brady twice. Rich, I really don't really like the quarterback-to-quarterback comparison,
because
they're not playing against each other.
At the same time.
But, the Giants beat the Patriots twice.
Yeah, but nobody, it's never going to be recorded outside of, like, a Giants fan to say, man, you know, 2 years.
They're going to talk about the helmet catch. They're going to talk about,
they talk about how they was
almost undefeated and the Giants came in there. They almost beat them in the regular season and they came back to
Eli
the Super
Bowl. Eli is not going to be in the talks with Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not.
Hold on, but yet that's what I'm saying. So that's kind of like.
But then since we saying it like that, do we say if Eli Manning was with Bill Belichick, is he a six-time Super Bowl champion?
Hold on. I think he would have more than two. I don't know if he'll have six, but he'll have more than what he have now.
Okay, so
he'll be making.
I think he would be more successful. Yes.
So do you think? So do you think that if Tom Brady wasn't with Bill Belichick, he wouldn't have more than two?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Depending on the team, none of that matters. It's just as long as it's Tom Brady without Bill Belichick.
I don't think. Hold on, because I would say I don't think. In the Belichick era, he would, because that means he would have to go against whoever Belichick has.
I want to see what are you guys going to say to this? So if Tom Brady was the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints with Sean McVay,
Sean Payton,
do you think that they wouldn't win rings?
What I'm saying
is, but not six.
You don't think they will win six?
No, I'm saying only saying that because you're going to have to go against whoever Bill Belichick has.
You got Aaron Rodgers with Bill Belichick and they with the Patriots.
But we're basing that on Bill Belichick's success with Tom Brady.
This is what I'm saying. I'm only saying that because in the two times that anybody has stepped in outside of Tom Brady,
it was good.
They were still good.
But they didn't win.
Hold on,
anything.
You're talking about the championship, but they still were.
Hold
a
on,
good
but
team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you got to think about it. Tom Brady didn't win every Super Bowl he went to. So of course,
but
even Tom Brady can lose.
Still
but
that's what I'm saying.
But you're still successful. They have been successful. When Garoppolo played his games, couple games, undefeated till he got hurt. What? When I still can't remember a whole buddy name.
I guess I did.
11-5.
Our difference is in what do we consider successful? Like some people would say, oh, people said Chris Paul and James Harden wasn't going to work. It didn't work. If we didn't win, it did not work. So I don't consider it to be successful. If you don't win, even with the Texans, even though we had a good year last year, if you didn't win, that's what the prize is. The goal is to win it all.
That's true.
If you don't win, it doesn't matter. Now, if you could point to me evidence to where another quarterback won a championship with Bill Belichick.
He would have with Garoppolo, but your boy Tom Brady stepped in and was like, get that boy out of here.
Yeah, you ain't finna get a shine over here.
we'll continue this conversation next episode.
All right, we about to go and close it out again. This your boy Gabe. We got
this your brother Tony Spivey.
And your boy Jamal Diamond.
This was the Bump Your Gums podcast. I hope you stay tuned. We're gonna be coming back at you real soon, and we out.
What's up, listeners? I just want to talk to y'all real quick about three ways that you can help support this podcast. The first thing is to share. Every time you see a new episode drop, share it so that we can reach others that we otherwise would not be able to reach without your help. Secondly, interact with the Facebook page. Leave a comment about things that we discuss, and also you can suggest topics that we can talk about on future episodes. And last but not least, you can become a monthly supporter. If you like the content that we're dropping and you're liking what you hear, put your dollars behind it. Any dollar that you contribute is appreciated. Shalom.